Yivam is paragud mishnah dal. Mishahalcha ishtol b'dinaseyam, person's wife went overseas. Uvava amulom mesa ishtecha. They told him that his wife died. V'nasa sachos, and he married his wife's sister. V'achakach ba ishto, and then his wife came back. Muteras lachserlo. He's allowed to go back to his original wife. This is a different case than the previous mishnayos, because here we're talking about the man. That the man should have checked. However, a man is allowed to marry more than one wife. So therefore, even though the man did a maisa znus to her sister, that has nothing to do with his own wife. And the fact that he tried to marry her sister, that's like the Rav says, that's nothing, it's just a maisa znus. Hu mutter bekrova shnia, and therefore, there was no connection between him and his sister-in-law that he married temporarily, or that he tried to. He's now still allowed to marry his sister-in-law's relatives. Ushnia mutaris bekrovav, and this second woman, his sister-in-law, is allowed to marry his relatives, which normally wouldn't be the case if it was a real marriage. The mesa rishona, and if the first wife dies, mutter b'shnia, he can now go marry the sister. Amulo, but if they told him mesa ishtecha, his wife died, v'nasa sachos, and he married her sister. V'yachakach amulo kayemes haisa v'mesa, but she was really alive first, and then she died. Havlad rishon mamzer, the first child is a mamzer, because a person's allowed to marry two sisters. So if he had a child while she was still alive, the original wife, the child's a mamzer. Va'achron ain't a mamzer. But the child that was born after the first wife died, that child is not a mamzer. Now it's important to note here that we've always been saying, according to the Chachamim, that a woman that goes and remarries somebody and then finds out that her husband is still alive, there's a knas that even the first husband can't marry her and everybody has to divorce her. And we give a lot of knasas to her, like we've said, because she should have done her due diligence. That's the shita of the Chachamim. And therefore, if you would have a case, the Rav brings, whether he married his wife or he was just ma'aris his wife, he's just engaged to her, he's mekadesh her, and then she would go overseas with his brother-in-law. And then he would hear that they both died, and then he would go and try to marry her sister, because now he thinks she's dead. Also, her husband's dead because his brother-in-law went, so she's really mutter to him. And then he would find out afterwards that he was not allowed to. So in that case, he would still be able to go marry his first wife, because we're talking about a man now, and a man, he was just a maisa znus that he had with her sister. This woman, though, his sister-in-law, that he tried to marry, she can't go back to his brother-in-law that we thought was dead, because she, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, she should have checked into it more carefully. So he would asser her to her husband, but nevertheless, when they come back, Medina Sayyam, his brother-in-law and his wife, when they come back, his wife can go back to him, but his brother-in-law can't marry this woman. That's what it would seem, and it doesn't matter whether or not he was Mekadesher, his initial wife, or he actually married her. It doesn't matter. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol she posol de acherim, posol de atzmo. Anybody that would posel somebody else would posel himself. Meaning, like this. Rabbi Yossi holds, not like we've been saying, that the reason in a case where a woman goes and remarries somebody after she finds out her husband's dead and then it comes out it's not true and then she has to get a get from both of them, it's not because of a knas that she should have checked into it more. It's for a different reason. The reason is the following. The reason that a woman in such a situation has to get a get from the second guy, if we focus on that first, because really, why should she get a get from the second guy? She's never really married to him. She was married to the first guy. The reason we make her get a get from the second guy is because people think that she actually got divorced from the first guy, probably, and then married the second guy. So, and then they're going to think if she just goes right back to the first guy, and the second guy never gave her a get, they're going to think that people can just leave marriages without a get. So therefore, we make her get a get from the second husband, and then she can't go back to the first husband, because people think because of machzer gushaso, that a person's allowed to marry a woman that he previously divorced. Meaning the first husband divorced her, she went to the second husband, who now had to divorce her, and now she's being machzer gushaso. So this first guy has to give her a get again as well. He can't stay married to her. And now in this case, suppose he was mekadesh the first wife, but he didn't do nisuin. So people think that he made some kind of condition and it never came about. So he really never married his initial wife. We're talking about this case again. This is where his wife and his brother-in-law went Medina Siam. People think that he just stopped. He was mekadesh her on condition and that condition never happened. So he really was never married to her. And therefore, when they see him living with his quote-unquote sister-in-law, they'll say, you know what, really wasn't his sister-in-law. It's his real wife. He never was mekadesh her sister that's overseas that eventually died. So now what happens? His brother-in-law and the woman that he's mekadesh comes back. He now has to divorce this woman. For what reason? Because she's an Eishes Ish. He never should have married her. But now that she's divorced, he can't now go back to the woman that he was mekadesh because she's Achos Grushaso. She's the sister of the woman that he just divorced. So that's Rabbi Yossi saying, called Shaposal Deachem, any case where he posels it to somebody else, meaning his brother-in-law, he just posseled this woman to his brother-in-law, if the case was he was Mekadesh his first wife, because in that case, like we just said, they'll never think that their first wife is ever married to him, and it'll create this whole situation. Therefore, because he was Megarish this woman, Posali de Atzmo, he now passes his original wife from being able to marry her, because now she's Achos Grushaso. However, but if in a case where he doesn't passel to somebody else, to his brother-in-law, in this case, he wouldn't passel to himself. Meaning, let's say his initial wife was actually fully married to him. They did nisuin. So then he hears that they died, him and his wife and his brother-in-law. So then he goes and he marries his sister-in-law. Nobody's going to think that he wasn't married to his wife that just died overseas. He made some kind of condition. Because people don't make a condition when it comes to nisuin. They're not going to say, okay, I'm going to marry you and live with you on condition X or Y. Because if X and Y doesn't happen, therefore, you're making all those bias that you had with her bias nus. People don't do that. Therefore, people are going to know he really was married to this woman's sister. And then they're going to say, one second, if he was married to her sister, why is he marrying her? Because the person would never marry two sisters. Of course, it must be that she died. That's the only way that he's allowed to marry her sister. And then once people realize that, then they're going to understand what's going on. And in such a situation, you're not going to need to give this woman, the second woman, a get. Because again, according to Biosi, it's not because she should have checked into it. This second woman doesn't need to get a get. Because no one's going to think when she now goes back to her first husband that she's a married woman that just leaves without a get. They'll know that she was never married to the second husband. They'll know that it was a mistake. Since they know it's a mistake, there's no get. Since there's no get, if he now, this guy, tries to return to his initial wife that just came back, he can now go and be with her because there's no achos grushaso here because he was not megarish. So it's the get of the second woman that causes all the issues according to Biosi. But if that get doesn't exist, it's good for everybody. It's good for the brother-in-law that came back and it's good for him. And again, it's a case, Dafka, where he married his initial wife. Then there won't be any mistakes, and therefore, Shalom al Yisrael.